A year ago, when people were losing jobs left and right, millions of them called their state's unemployment agencies.
Thank you for calling the Texas Workforce Commission. For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima 2.
Texas, like many states, struggled to deal with the volume of people applying for unemployment, which meant busy signals and long hold times. As Matt Largy of member station KUT in Austin tells us, that experience has inspired a few composers.
When you're dealing with the soul-crushing inefficiency of a government bureaucracy pushed beyond its purposely limited limits, sometimes you have to make the best of it.
Oh, I'm waiting to hear from Texas Workforce Commission Unemployment Office.
Rosa Gardner in San Antonio made this YouTube video while she was holding last year. Beneath the song, of course, there is real frustration, dread even. The whole phone thing didn't help. And Rosa wasn't alone.
It was really startling to not have any work, not have any hopes for any work, and call the Texas Workforce Commission and get a busy signal.
Justin Sherburn is a musician and composer in Austin. He leads an ensemble called Montopolis. And by this time last year, work for Justin had dried up.
Nobody knew what was going on. All I knew is that I was having, you know, my world fall apart and all my gigs cancel.
So that's when Justin found himself on the phone, on hold, with the Texas Workforce Commission to apply for unemployment benefits. And in the midst of that frustration and dread, his world falling apart, something planted itself in the back of his mind. It wouldn't bloom until months later, but he was inspired to channel that feeling into music. And so was born the Texas Workforce Commission Hold Music Project. The album is kind of an ambient synth and cello arrangement exploring that feeling of chaos and everything that came after.
I think it's reflective of that really disorienting experience of quarantine and being locked down in that psychological stasis and just everything. You know, you're just locked inside this bubble. So I don't know, I felt like the ambient approach was really appropriate to sort of represent that lack of momentum.
That feeling of being on hold.
Yeah. Not necessarily on hold on the phone, but just everything. Existentially on hold.
This is a piece called Exceptionally High Volume, the first song on the Hold Music album. Throughout, there are subtle nods to being on the phone. Like on the track, Not Busy Signal.
Well, I just started with that as a theme that goes throughout, you know, that song. So it's just this boop, boop, boop.
Justin collaborated on the album with Sarah Nelson, who plays cello. They happen to be married, so they've spent the past year locked inside their bubble.
It's really the story of us being a couple, married couple, and being in quarantine together and kind of like plotting and planning this album and then, you know, spending some time recording it.
That's interesting because, like, you know, people stuck at home with their families during quarantine. You know, some folks have gotten sick of each other, but you guys collaborating, it sounds like this was, you know, in some ways, maybe this brought you closer together.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have gone through that probably. Silver lining of, like, you know, there's upsides and downsides to working with the ones you love, but, you know, here's definitely an upside, you know, silver lining, being able to collaborate and make music during a pandemic.
Now, there's one more cool thing about this project. Listening to Hold Music just isn't the same if you're not on the phone. That tinny, distant quality that makes real music into Hold Music. So, Justin made a phone line so anyone can preview a few tracks on the album. Just dial this number, 512-559-4739.
Welcome to the Texas Workforce Commission Hold Music Hotline, presented by Montopolis.
And you, too, can be put on hold, literally and existentially.
Press 2 to preview, not busy signal.
For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin.